This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says a man is dead following a shooting near the Cimarron Hills area. It's a story we brought you yesterday here on KRDO News Radio. That shooting happening in the early morning hours of Monday morning in the 700 block of Hathaway Drive. Deputies heard gunshots, found a man wounded nearby. A man died after being taken to an area hospital. The shooting remains under investigation. Two people hospitalized following a shooting and stabbing in the Flying Horse area Sunday night. Colorado Springs police say that it happened in the 3,000 block of Thumbprint Court, currently investigated as a domestic incident. The conditions of the two individuals are unknown at this time. Authorities say they are continuing their investigation. A suspect is in custody for a shooting at a restaurant over the St. Patrick's Day weekend. Zane Aguilera Valdez is accused of shooting two people at the New Havana Grill and Bar on March 18th. Police say that Aguilera Valdez was involved in a fight at the restaurant, then went to his car and grabbed a gun. He's facing charges including attempted first-degree murder. A months-long investigation in Colorado Springs ended with a significant drug bust on Friday.
The original complaint was from an increased notice of foot traffic and vehicular traffic to a residence.
Robert Tornabene with the Springs Police Department said that officers recovered more than 4,000 fentanyl pills, along with over 1,000 grams of meth and two stolen firearms following the arrest of Darcy Eshholm. According to Springs Police, Eshholm was arrested about a month after detectives infiltrated her operation. She's accused of distributing that large amount of drugs in the Colorado Springs and El Paso County areas. Springs Police say one person is in custody following a Monday night standoff. Officers called to a neighborhood near Union and Monterey investigating what was reported as a domestic situation. Police say the suspect, who has not been publicly identified, was barricaded inside a residence before being taken into custody. No injuries were reported. A three-alarm call-out saw crews battling flames at the Marriott Hotel near the Broadmoor World Arena yesterday, but the flames were largely smoldering inside the hotel walls. The call came in just before noon from an automated alarm. When crews arrived, they could see smoke and proceeded to evacuate the hotel. Lieutenant Aaron McClonalog with the CSFD said that it was difficult to figure out where the bulk of the fire was, and thermal imaging had to be used for crews to pinpoint the areas of severe attention.
Crews will bring in handheld thermal imaging cameras that have the ability to monitor heat. And then also our drone that we have up in the air. The drone was able to pick up heat signatures off of one of the roofs off of the first floor and locate that area as well. So that kind of gives an indication where the crews are going to start working through things, but it just took time.
Roughly 50 firefighters responded to the scene. As for when people can return to the hotel, officials say that will be determined by investigators, also dependent on when gas and electricity can be turned back on safely. A homicide suspect that has eluded police in Pueblo for nearly 5 months is now in custody. Detectives had been searching for 26-year-old Austin Aragon in connection with the deadly shooting on the city's east side. Police did not say what led to him being apprehended this week. The shooting happened in the early morning hours of December 2nd. When neighbors heard shots before several young men fled a home on East 6th Street, the shooting left one man dead, one woman paralyzed. Police still searching for another man in connection with that shooting. They're asking anyone with information to contact Pueblo Police or make an anonymous tip through Pueblo Area Crime Stoppers. Arrest documents also shedding additional light on a Pueblo homicide that led to an arrest last week. Francisco Ruiz, the man accused of shooting Heather Duran back in February, told police he was forced to shoot in his own self-defense when he claimed Duran tried to slash him with a box cutter. Those details emerging from new court documents obtained by our news partners at the Pueblo Chieftain in Pueblo. According to the victim's boyfriend, Ruiz was Heather Duran's roommate and got into a dispute over a plumbing leak that had spread into her bedroom. Duran's boyfriend was in her room, heard the two arguing prior to the gunshots being fired. He says Ruiz then forced him at gunpoint to leave the home. But as he did, he saw Duran laying face down, no signs of a weapon. Ruiz, who is barred from owning a gun because of previous court orders, is due in court next Wednesday. The Colorado State Fair will have a mixture of comedy, country, and rap on its main stage as it kicks off in late August. Organizers announced two more headliners for the fair yesterday. On August 31st, comedian Gabriel Iglesias, a.k.a. Fluffy, will be the featured performer. Then September 2nd, rapper Lil Jon will take the spotlight. The fair has already announced the country music group Lady A would be the headliner on September 1st. The 11-day fair set to begin on August 25th. And finally, one teacher from a District 11 school now on paid administrative leave due to believed ties with a white supremacy group. KRDO's Jessica Grunling has that.
The decision by the school board came less than 24 hours after our original report last Thursday on North Middle School teacher Andrew Stutz. Now, Stutz is a 7th grade science teacher, and he's now on paid administrative leave. It comes because of a tweet from the Ask the Truth Folk Assembly. The tweet was made last summer, but only more recently did it come to light. A message identifying Stutz as an apprentice folk builder, a recruitment and event coordinator position within the group. Vice President of the School Board Jason Jorgensen says the Board of Education made the decision on Friday, just hours after we asked Stutz about his connection to the Ask the Truth Folk Assembly, a group that several watchdog organizations have identified as promoting white supremacy. When asked about his connection to the group, Stutz said that he is a good person.
Few clouds out your door, but you will be greeted with frigid temperatures. Actual temps are in the teens and 20s, but those wind chills across the region, single digits to lower teens, so you really need to bundle up. And the good news, we start to see that sunshine. We warm up nicely today, at least compared to yesterday. Still, a few degrees below average, 49, the expected high in the Springs, 57 over in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.